Just to go back to the first ha'ara, really, that we spoke about in the parash, and that is Rashi, right in the beginning of the parash of Nachlois, when the Torah introduces the Bnei Slavchad, says that the Torah gives us the full yichus brief of the Bnei Slavchad. Vatikravno Bnei Slavchad, Ben Chefer, Ben Gilo, Ben Macher, Ben Menashe, Lemishpachos Menashe Ben Yosef. And Rashi was bothered really with those last words. Lemishpachos Menashe Ben Yosef. You want to tell me that Slavchad is the son of Chefer, who is the son of Gilo, who is the son of Macher, who is the son of Menashe? I hear. But once I know that, I know everything. Lemishpachos Menashe Ben Yosef. Those words seem to be extra. And Rashi says, Lomonema, why did those words have to be said? Says Rashi, the reason is Loi Melacha Yosef Chivei Vesa Aretz. Yosef had Chibas Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Vahalisa Mesma Atzmoisa. Yosef Atzadik only wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Shem. But Yosef Atzadik wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ubnois of Chivei Vesa Aretz. The Bnois Slavchad went in the Derech of their Zayde Yosef Atzadik. So the reason the pasuk says Lemishpachais Menashe Ben Yosef, because there's something in this story that the Bnei Slavchad are showing that really is mesamol. It has a shaychus to their holy grandfather, Yosef HaTzadik. And that is the Bnei Slavchad in this story, when they come with a taina, Lomi Yigar Hashem Avinu Mitoich Mishpachtoi. T'no Lonu Achuzah B'soich Achei Avinu. Why do they want a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? It's because they were chivivu asa Eretz. Because they want Eretz Yisrael so badly, because it's Eretz Yisrael, because it's an Eretz HaKodesh, and they have such chiba, such a hava for this land. That's a midah that we saw by Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik said, V'alisem es atzmoisa. He says, take my bones and bring it to Eretz Yisrael. And the reason the Torah here is miyaches, the Bnei Slavchad to Yosef, is because they were behaving like the Zayde Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was chivei v'esa aretz, so too Bnoisav were chivevu esa aretz. It's interesting that the hakdama to the parasha of the Bnei Slavchad is the fact that they were chivevu esa aretz. The truth is, it's not so pertinent, right? At the end of the day, the Bnei Slavchad came with a taina, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is a good taina. Came Bnei Slavchad Doivrois. They're saying good. The Targum says, Yo'us Bnei Slavchad Memalala. They're saying good. In fact, Rashi says, Kach Ksuva Parshas Ulefanai B'maru. Even had the Bnei Slavchad not come, and had they not had this grace of taina of Lama Yigar Hashem Avinu Mitoich Mishpachtoi, they anyways would have ended up getting the land. Right? This was going to be, regardless, they had a schus to somehow be the conduit through which this halacha would be introduced in the Torah. But be'etzem, kach ksuva parashas ulefanai b'marim, they were going to get it regardless. Just to bring out the point a little bit differently, we've mentioned a few times from the Chidush Arim, and other tzaddikim said this as well, that in the parasha of Pesach Sheni, so the people that were Tmeim Lenefesh, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a taina, and they said, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out and not have the schus to be able to bring a carbon Pesach? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what the halach is. So he said, Imdu ve'eshma ma'yitzav Hashem eschem. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he communicates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings the famous chazal, Ashri Yalud Isha. Imagine a Yalud Isha, that whenever he wants to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on a dime, he's able to communicate. It's an incredible thing. But the Chidush Arim famously said that really had the Anoshim that would Tmeim Lenefesh not come to Moshe Rabbeinu with a taina Lama Nigara, there wouldn't have been a parasha Pesach Sheni. Meaning, as far as they knew, and as far as Moshe Rabbeinu do, and as far as the Emes, there wasn't going to be a parasha Pesach Sheni. But because they wanted it so badly, they said Lama Nigara, so the Chidush Arim said they were able to schlep a mitzvah out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were zoicha to a special mitzvah. The Bnei Slavchad also came with a taina of Lama Nigara. Actually, Lama Yigara. But this is different. Because here, when the Bnei Slavchad came, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Kach ksuva parashas ulefanai b'marim. Faker, it's mash, but this is the way it was supposed to be all along. Yos, that timing good. They didn't schlep the parasha out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That parasha was chai v'kayim. In fact, I went back to the sources where this var from the Chiddush HaRim is brought down. The Likutei Malach Torah, I saw it in the Sifsei Tzadik, right, from all the Geras Svarim. The Chiddush HaRim, when he said the var, he actually bought it from this contrast. He said, look, by the Bnei Slavchad, what did Chazal say, Kach Ksuva Parashat Zulafanei B'marim? In the Parashat Pesach Sheni, it doesn't say that. And that was his hechrach to say what he said. It's mashma, there wouldn't have been a Parashat Pesach Sheni had they not come with a taina. But because they said, Lama Nigara, that in and of itself was a schus, it was a meshicha, they were able to schlep out of parsha. So the Bnei Slavchot were not mechadish anything. It was kach ksuva parsha zulafanai b'marim. But at the same time, they were the conduit. They had the schus. Megalgal, it's schus al yedei zakai, that a parsha in the Torah was ki'ilu nichtava al yadon through their taina. Al kolponim of lama yigara shem avinu, and in the world of drush, I think it's something that's enei omer elo dershuni. So just one ha'ara. So really, the way we ended off the previous raid by was that Chazal say that the Bnei Slavchad were chivvu asa'aretz, just like Yosef HaTzadik, their Zeder, who was chivev asa'aretz. And the truth is, this idea of chiv asa'aretz is something that you find. And we were a little bit faplanted. Like, what's the makar to this? Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? We know that's a very, very important thing. Machlik is Rambam and Ramban, whether it is one of the Taryag mitzvahs, it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. To conquer Eretz Yisrael, the Hirashtam. But at the same time, what's this Indian of Chibas Aretz? So we mentioned the Lashon of the Charedim, the Lashon Hazav, Vahanifla, of the Sefer Charedim in Perek Nun Tes, where he says, V'tzorich kol ish Yisrael lechabev es Eretz Yisrael, V'lovoy elea me afsei Aretz b'tshuka gedoyla kibbein el chek imoy. So the Charedim already picked up this cue from different Lashonis of Chazal, and he backed it into the mitzvah. He said, you want to know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is not just to settle the land. B'tzorich kol ish Yisrael lechabev es Eretz Yisrael, and he gives us a hint. Kibben el chek imoy. You have to have a tshuka gedoyla, like a child as a chuka to go el chekimai. But arva arva tzarech. Again, at the end of the day, this is something that's tzarech beer. So again, we're not going to get to the end of this conversation today, but just one ha'ara, and that is, first of all, what as far as the makar to this inyan of chibas Eretz Yisrael. I think the primary source, the number one source, it's not this Rashi in Parashas Pinchas, even though it's Mefurish in Rashi in Parashas Pinchas, but the primary Makar is the Gemara's at the very, very end of Masechtas Ksubas. The Gemara says, Rab Abba Menashek Kifi Da'aka. Rab Abba, when he would leave Akka, say so he would kiss the slotim, he would kiss the rocks of Akka. Rab Chanina Mesake Maskele. Rab Chanina, so he would always go and he would sweep the streets of Eretz Yisrael. If you look at Rashi in Ksubas Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Rashi says Mesakin Maskele Mashva uMesakin Michshol LeHoir. Any Michshol that was in the way of the roads in Eretz Yisrael, Rab Chanina would go and he would sweep them away. Machmas Chibas HaOretz Shahoisa Chaviv Avalov, because he loved Eretz Yisrael so much. Rashi says it twice. Machmas Chibas HaOretz Shahoisa Chaviv Avalov uMechazer Shlo Yetsi Shem Ra LaDrochem. And he's so worried that somebody say I was driving in Eretz Yisrael and it was terrible traffic. I don't know. He didn't want anyone to say anything bad about Eretz Yisrael. That's how much he loved Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Kaimi Mishimsha Lutula, Umitula Lishimsha. When they would learn in Eretz Yisrael, they would always want to be in a shady area. And the reason is because if they would be in a place and they're schwitzing and they're too hot, they would maybe start having like feelings, oh, it's too hot here, right? No, they didn't want to for one second have any feeling of shame ra about Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chia Bar Gamda Megander Ba'afra. Rav Chia Bar Gamda, he would roll in the dirt in the offer of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, David HaMelech said this in Tehillim, Ki rotsu avodecha es avoneo ve es afara yichoinenu. The avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they wanted, they were merutza. They loved the stones ve es afara yichoinenu. So this is really the makar. This is exhibit A right here, where you find this was the minig of different Amirom. They loved Eretz Yisrael so much and on such a level that literally the stones, the offer, the roads, everything was so covered by them that they would literally act in a way of chiba and ahava towards these inanimate objects, towards the holy land of Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you a dover nifla that I saw. So Rashi says that the Bnei Slavchad b'chivvu esa'aret. Where'd they get it from? They got it from Yosef HaTzadik. Demis says you find this by Yaakov Avinu as well. Yaakov Avinu. I mean, you find it everywhere. But listen to this parsha that everybody knows. These psukim, and I think this gives it a little bit of a different ponim. So we know the psukim, the beginning of parsha is Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov miber shava. Vayelech harana, vayivka v'makom ahu, vayolen sham kiva hashemesh, vayikach me'avnei hamakom, vayosem erashosav, vayishkav v'makom ahu. So Yaakov Avinu is leaving Be'er Shava, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. Vayelech harana, he's going to Charan. Why is he going to Charan? He's going to go to the family of Lavan. He has to do a shidduch. Vayivka v'makom. Doesn't say where, but he came to a makom, because I'll say it was Haram Eiriya, Vayolen Sham, and he went to sleep there. And the reason he went to sleep there was Kivah Shemesh, because the sun set. Chazal say that the sun set prematurely. Vayikach me abnei hamakom, and he took from the stones of that area, Vayosem mirashoysav, and he put them around his head for protection. Vayishka b'makom ahu, and he went to sleep over there. Chazal say b'makom ahu shacha, but the 14 years previous that he was in Shein Ve'ever, he hadn't gone to sleep. And then he had a dream, and he sees the Malach Elikim, Oilam V'yardim Bay, he sees the Sulam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, and he gives him a tremendous bracha. V'hinei anoichi imach u'shmartich b'chal ha'shetelech. This is the maisa that we said over from Rav Mendel of Vizhnitzer, the maisa with the Kedushas Levi that we spoke about earlier in the week. But the bottom line is a psukim that every single kid that's ever gone to cheder is very, very familiar with. The Chida, in his Sefer Roish David, in his drushes, so he brings a pshat in these psukim from his Zayda, Rabbi Avram Azulai. So the Chida had a very famous grandfather who was known as the Baal Chesed Avram. He was a tremendous guy and also a very famous Mekobel. And the Chida quotes his Zayda, the Chesed Avram, who learned up these psukim here in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. I'll just read one excerpt in a veinig. V'rav achos in marzik neinu, Rav Avram Azulai, z'choynu levrocho l'chayo ilam abo. But pirush eksivas yad, pirush l'fi pshutai. This is the way he explained the pasuk. He said, the derech ha'ahuvim ha'nemonim. The derech is when you have two people that really love each other, when they part ways, l'siba, for whatever reason, boichin, they begin to cry. And they stop being mefayis, it's going to be okay, don't worry, I'm going to be thinking about you. Right, they suddenly have this very emotionally charged conversation. Like you find in Dov and Yoinesen, Ayin Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav, Pasik Mem, and Pasik Menav. Said Rabbi Avram Azulai, the Baal Chesed Avram, the kol kach godla be'ene Yaakov Avinu Olav Asho, in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that Yaakov Avinu had such feelings for the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, ki behigiyo the Tchum Eretz Yisrael, that when he came to the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, vayetze Yaakov miber shava vayel lecharona. See, he came to the Greinitz, he was in the airport, he's about to leave Eretz Yisrael. He said his nefesh just got overwhelmed over the fact that he has to leave Eretz Yisrael. And he started being mefayis the way. He's having a conversation with Eretz Yisrael. His ahav of Eretz Yisrael was oozing the livkos, and he began to cry. And he started telling Eretz Yisrael how painful this is for him. He said, I'm running away. I want you to know I would never leave you for a second. He said, but I'm running away. I have no choice. My brother wants to kill me. You have nothing to worry about. I'm going to come back. I'm not forgetting about you. As Yaakov Avinu is crying and he's being mafias and he's talking to Eretz Yisrael, as this is happening, it just got late early, and all of a sudden the sun set, and he had no choice, but he had to end up spending one more night there. That's what the pasuk means when it says, Vayifka b'makoim, vayolen shon kibo ha'shemesh. Vayifka taich the chesed l'Avram is a lashon of pius. And here on the new chidas, they bring ayin, nachal, kedumin, reish, parshas, yetze, where the chidah brings a makar that vayifka is a lashon of pius. B'makoim daiko. He was vayifka b'makoim, al shahoye nifrad me'eretz Yisrael, makam ha'kodesh. Vayifka b'makoim. He was being mathias de makoim. And what happened was, v'kol kachir b'pius u'b'chiyo, k'derech oye v'reya, ad shezeh oye Siba, Vayolin Chunky Ba Hashemesh Vulayada. That's what happened. What happened was Vayifka Bamakam, he was being Matthias to Makam. He's having this incredibly emotional experience. And it got late. And that's what it means, Vayolin Chum. He ended up having to stay there. Kiba Hashemesh. Valderich Zehu Masha Amru. Said, Bal Chesed Avram, that this is Alderich, what Chazal said in Ksuvas Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, that one Amor have a Menashe keeping the Akon. Ki Rotz Avodecha Savonecha, that was a different Amor. V'kashe Ro Hashem Toikev Ahavas Yaakov Vino Olav HaShalom Eretz Yisrael L'chvoidoi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the incredible Ahava that Yaakov Vino had for Eretz Yisrael, and he saw it was L'chvoidoi She Chelko Yisbarach, and it was obviously for the reasons of Kedusha. So Nigla Olav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Yaakov V'hifti, and he promised him, Lashiva El Adam Azai. He said, I promise you, I'm going to bring you back to this land. Zeu Toyrev Divrei Moiri Zikne Hatzadik Zechoyne Levrachav Hu Herich Bahaske Zaksuvim. And he said, he went through the psukim so clear with this in Vayivka Bamakim. There was a prayer. There was an incredibly emotional prayer because Yaakov Avinu was leaving her. I can't leave. I can't say goodbye. Sometimes it's hard to say goodbye. And this was a goodbye that was very difficult for Yaakov Avinu. And that's what's happening. And it ends up taking the whole night. And Vayol and Shom he has no choice and he has to sleep there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you want so badly not to leave Eretz, so I promise you, you're going to end up coming back. I think a tzushtel to this shtickle that the Chida brings from the Chesed Avram is in the Tzroir Hamar in Parshas Vayetze. So we had the schus recently to quote from the Tzroir Hamar a lot, Rabbi Avram Saba. So in the Tzroir Hamar, right here on this pasuk, listen to what he says. So the pasuk says, continuing along, so Yaakov Avinu realizes he's going to have to sleep that night in Be'er Sheva. He's stuck. Vayikach me'avnei hamokim. So he takes from the stones, Vayosa mirashoysov, Vayishkav bamokim aho. Says the Tzora Amor, this is half of a fellow mamish. Ulefi sheyakim, I'm just picking up in middle one excerpt. Ma'ilo ze hamokim, shu mokim mikdoshenu. So he's gradually learning that it was the mokim ha-mikdosh, the way Chazal learned, but that's not the point. Chibavoy, he had a tremendous chiba for this area. V'lokach me'avnei hamokim. So what did he do? He took the stones, l'chabavam ulenashkon, because he wanted to show them chiba, and he wanted to kiss the stones. Ka'amru, like Chazal said, kirotzu avodechos avoneo, v'safaru yichoynenu, v'amru zal, k'subas kufyut beis, reploini kadavachazi afadar di Yisrael, havin mechabavu menashko, l'kaya v'safaru yichoynenu, v'chein Yaakov, l'chabit zeh hamokoyim, lokach me'avonov, v'som oysom tachas mirash oysom. What was the yisoid of Ayikach Me'avnei Amokim? It was that Inyan Mamish. It was Ve'esaforu Yichoynenu Kirotzu Avodechas. This was an act, an incredible act of Ahavas Eretz. V'loy Daisha Pogah B'Mokim Hazeh V'hisig Malas B'lir V'Ichor Elo Shenoch Shom V'shocha B'Mokim Ahu. He wanted to sleep there. That's because like David HaMelech said, Zois Minuchosi Adiyah V'zeu Vayishka B'mokim. This is one big parasha of Chivas Eretz Yisrael. Haflu Avel. The Chesed L'Avram, the Tzrei Avar, this is coming from Kadmoinim. This whole parsha, the Vayifka, why it got laid early, why it's Vayikach me'avnei amokim, it's all Soif Ksubas, because that's the parsha. The parsha of Vayetze is a parsha of Vayetze Yaakov Yimereshah. How does a Yid leave Eretz Yisrael? Yaakov is living right. Ein mekri yoytze b'dei pshutoi. Vayetze Yaakov Yimereshah. Vayelei charono. Right, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. Who gate there? Gate leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's a parish of Vayetze Yaakov. That's what's happening over here. It's a parish of right. Chazal even say, why do you have to say Vayetze Yaakov? There's a parish of Vayetze Yaakov over here. There's a whole parish of Vayetze Yaakov. A Torah Shlema. How a Yid leaves Eretz Yisrael? And like the Gemara says in Soif Ksubis, it's mitaych Ahava. It's mitaych Rikshei Halev. It's mitaych Pius. That's what Yaakovino did. He couldn't leave Vayifka Miloshin Pius, and it was and it was crying. And he was Miss Marmer, and he's doing all these in Yonim until it got so dark that he had no choice. But then when he goes to sleep, I want to sleep on a rack of Eretz Yisrael. That's what it is. Vayikach me'avnei amokim. And I want to sleep here. Sois minuchosi adeyad. That's the Vayishka b'amokim ahu. Dvorim nefla. But what is the Eibush to tell him, said the Chesed Lavram. Eibush to tells him, you want so badly to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's so hard for you and it's so painful for you to leave. He says, if that's the case, I give you a promise. I promise you I'm going to take you back. V'ini anoichi imach, u'shmarticha b'chol ha'shei teilech, v'ashivoysicha elo adoma azois, ki lo yezovcha ad asher emosisi, eis ha'shei dibarti loch. If you so badly want to be an Eretz Yisrael, you know what you're going to merit? You're going to merit to be an Eretz Yisrael. You know, I think a tzushtel to this is, if you look in the Sefer Magid Mesharim, That's, of course, the Sefer that was written by the Beis Yosef. The different things that the Magid, the Malach, was Megal to the Beis Yosef. So in the beginning of Parsha Shlach, he brings that the Malach asked a whole bunch of kashas in the beginning of Parsha Shlach. And one of the questions was, is that it seems to be a little confusing whose idea was to send the Meraglim. On the one hand, Rashi says, Shlach lechom midaitcha anien, ene mitzava oizchom tiritza shlach. It sounds like there was really no tzivoy, but it came from the Yidden. It's a little bit unclear, right? And the Lashon Shlach Lecha sounds a little bit like Moshe Rabbeinu. What? So the Maggid said like this. This is what the Maggid said. It's a long piece, but this is the Tamsus HaDvarim. The Maggid said that Hashem wanted to take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. The problem is they had sinned in the Midbar. And because they had sinned in the Midbar, there was a little bit of an issue here. They weren't going to have this. They were losing their schos very, very quickly. And this was a problem. So the Eibishter made a tachbula. You know what the tachbula is? I'm going to give Klal Yisrael the cheshek to want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And if they have a cheshek to go into Eretz Yisrael, if they're going to want Eretz Yisrael badly enough, you're going to see they're going to get it, because that's the way it works. If you want Eretz Yisrael badly enough, you end up getting Eretz Yisrael. But how am I going to give them the cheshek for Eretz Yisrael? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he planted an idea in the hearts and the minds of the Jewish people. You know what the idea was? Let's send Meraglim. Why is this an idea that's going to lead to Chibas Eretz Yisrael? Because the Meraglim are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to come back. Right, he comes back from Eretz Yisrael. What does he say? Oh, it was not Shaykh, right? And he's going to say, you can't even imagine what it was like to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that feeling and that report is going to cause the Yidden to have feelings of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. And in the schus of the Chibas Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden will actually now have a reason to merit the land. So you want to know whose idea was to send the Meraglim? It was the Klal Yisrael's idea. But it's mashma a little bit, it came from Hashem. Yeah, it did, because the idea came from HaKadosh Baruch. And that's the way the Maggid explained it. The emes is that Rav Teichtal, in his Eim HaBanim Sumecha, if you want to look it up, it's in page Kuf Samach Vav, Kuf Samach Zayin, he made a very big deal about this Maggid Meisharim. That you see from here that if a Yid wants Eretz Yisrael badly enough, the Chiba, the Ahava, the Tshuka for Eretz Yisrael, that in and of itself is a Siba, it's a reason for Yid to be Zoicha to Eretz Yisrael. I once thought that Rashi says in Parshas Boy, so we know that during the Shloshes Yimei Afela, right, during the 3 days of Makas Choshech, where it was Choshech Vafela, so what happened? The four-fifths of the Yidden, the Vachamushim, Olu B'nei Yisrael, right, the other four-fifths, they ended up dying. So Rashi in Chumash says, V'lo mehevi aleim Choshech, right? This is where Rashi brings this idea. Why did Hashem bring Choshech? Shehoyu b'Yisrael ba'osei Adar Rishon. Because in that generation they were Rishon, V'loi hoyu roitzim Lotzes. And they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. U'meisu b'Shloshes Yimei Afela. So it always bothered me. They were Rishon. For like, how you write some Latzes? It's like Yehuda va'oid l'kra. They died because they were Rishon. The Teretz is Lefidah's Vart from the Maggid. Had they wanted to go, could be even if they were Rishon, they would have been Zaychot to go. That was what the Maggid said. That even though the Yidden and the Midbar lost their schus to go to Eretz Yisrael, but the Ahavan, the Rotten, and the Chukka to go to Eretz Yisrael would have been a Siba for them to go to Eretz Yisrael. The problem is they were Rishon, A. For like, how you write some Latzes, B. So now you're out of business. Strike three. And as a result, they had no schus to go into Eretz Yisrael. But I think it's Mefurish in this Vart from the Chesed Avraham. Yaakov Avinu want so badly to go to Eretz Yisrael. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Oh, you want it. It's so hard for you to leave. And you mamish, you can't come to yourself to the point where this feeling of ahab and chiba is coming out now at the time of the parade. V'hinei anoichi imach u'shmarticha v'chol ha'shetelech v'ashivoisicha elo adam ma'azoyis ki lo yazovcha ad asher mosis es asher dibarti lach. The parasha of the B'nai Slavchad is a parasha where the B'nai Slavchad are going to be zoicha to a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. That up until that point, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even realize they were supposed to get. They come with a request. That request is granted, and it literally changes or reveals to us a parasha that we otherwise would not have known. What was their request? Their request was Tna lanu achuza, give us a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say came b'noi slavcha deivreis. Because when a yid comes with azah chiban, azah have of Eretz Yisrael, and he says Tna lanu achuza, it's granted. Now, it's true, that was the Hakdama. They would have gotten it regardless. But at the same time, Rashi, right in the beginning here of this Parsha told us that you should know the Bnei Safchad are being motivated with an incredible level of Chibas Eretz Yisrael. There's some drush, there's some message that we need to take from this. I think maybe this is the message, that the Bnei Safchad Chiba for Eretz Yisrael got the Mechelik in Eretz Yisrael. Now, would they have gotten it regardless? Yeah, but the message is still a message. And that is, when a Yid has a Chiba and a Tshuka and a Rotzen for Eretz Yisrael, Machmas Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Machmas, the incredible Milos, the Ruchnius thing of Milos that Eretz Yisrael has. But that in and of itself is a Siba to get Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu so badly doesn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, I give you a Haftacha, you're going to come. You have nothing to worry about. The Dor HaMidbar, who really had lost their merit to go into Eretz Yisrael, but said the Maggid, this is the Malach talking. Had they wanted Eretz Yisrael badly enough, they couldn't. It could be those 4/5 Yidden that died in the Midbar would not have died, even though they were Rishon, if they were because the Hava and the Chiba and the Chuk of Eretz Yisrael is a Siba. It's a Siba for Vahirashtem. It's a Siba for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That in of itself is a reason why you should be Zaychet Eretz Yisrael. And that's, at least superficially, the way it plays itself from here in the parish of the Bnei Slavchot. They come with Chibas Eretz Yisrael, Tuna Lano Achuzo, Kein Bnei Slavchot Doivreis. They are Taka going to get a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Again, this concludes part 2, the Ezra Hashem. There will be a part 3.